What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 185. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about antibiotic delays for septic patients, answer the drug information question, can protease inhibitors be used in necrotizing fasciitis, and share a resource for ACPE CE credits. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode185. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article I'd like to discuss for this episode is titled Delays from First Medical Contact to Antibiotic Administration for Sepsis. The lead author is Christopher Seymour, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, May 2017. Every hour antibiotics are delayed for septic patients, the chance of mortality increases. The authors of this study sought to evaluate delays in antibiotic administration and in-hospital mortality among patients with community-acquired sepsis. The study was a retrospective cohort involving 9 hospitals served by 21 emergency medical services agencies in southwestern Pennsylvania. All patients from 2010 to 2012 with an EMS encounter and community-acquired sepsis were included. Over 2,600 patients had community-acquired sepsis. The in-hospital mortality rate was 11%. The median time from first medical contact to antibiotic administration was 4.2 hours. A delay of 0.52 hours was accounted for by pre-hospital care, and a delay of 3.6 hours was accounted for by the emergency department. Only the total medical contact and emergency department delay were associated with increased in-hospital mortality. The authors concluded both total medical contact and emergency department delay in antibiotic administration are associated with in-hospital mortality and community-acquired sepsis. The most important question I think this article raises is, should antibiotics be given in the pre-hospital setting for sepsis? At first glance, it seems that giving pre-hospital antibiotics is not supported by the study. After all, the delay in the pre-hospital period was not statistically significant in terms of effects on mortality. But if the antibiotic were to be given in the ambulance, 100% of the emergency department delay is eliminated, and this delay was associated with increased mortality. Can the judgment of who has sepsis and who doesn't be made in the pre-hospital setting? Unfortunately, no validated objective criteria exist for sepsis on presentation in the pre-hospital setting. Perhaps a combination of the QSOFA score and some physical findings may be combined to identify sepsis, but this would require further study. Even if the selection of patients is appropriate, pre-hospital antibiotic administration would likely reduce the yield of blood cultures obtained in the emergency department. For many infections, this would not change the patient's care. But for cases of endocarditis or meningitis, the reduced yield of cultures could mean extended courses of unnecessarily broad antibiotics. I would love to see the authors of this study analyze the same cohort of patients to determine whether a scoring system for identification of sepsis in the pre-hospital setting is possible. Such a scoring system would then need to be validated in another cohort before applied. A randomized trial examining ceftriaxone in the pre-hospital setting for sepsis appears to be underway, and you can find a link to that National Clinical Trial Identifier study in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode185. The drug information question for this episode is, can a protease inhibitor be used in necrotizing fasciitis? And the answer is, it's a long shot. There is a patent on the idea, but no published data. I've never used this therapy for a patient with neck fasc, but I did encounter the concept years ago when caring for a patient with a particularly nasty case of chest wall necrotizing fasciitis. According to the patent, it's believed that proteolytic enzyme-producing bacteria, such as strep, staph, and E. coli organisms, to name a few, are generally responsible for tissue destruction in necrotizing fasciitis. The patent also states, it has now been discovered that protease inhibitors, when given in suitable amounts, can be used to retard the effects of proteolytic enzymes produced by certain strains of necrotizing soft tissue infections, especially necrotizing fasciitis. The protease inhibitors retard the onset of such necrotizing infections by inhibiting the destructive effects of the proteolytic enzymes produced by strep viridans and other such bacteria. Unfortunately, no references to published data exist in the patent to support this claim. It's unclear to me whether the idea of using protease inhibitors for necrotizing fasciitis has been tested but not proven to work, or if the idea in this patent has never been tested. Perhaps the information in the patent would lead some clinicians to consider protease inhibitors as a salvage therapy in patients who appear to be certain to die from necrotizing fasciitis. And the resource for this episode is something I've developed in conjunction with the Wegman School of Pharmacy, St. John Fisher College. It is a simple way for pharmacists to get ACPE credit from the podcast. You can register for the CE programs at pharmacyjoe.com/CE. Just listen to a month's worth of podcast episodes, then take a short quiz to obtain your ACPE credit. As of this writing, credits are available for the months of February and March 2017. At a cost of $10 per credit hour. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.